listening to Reality Wrap. I'm your host, Melanie. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Hey guys, thanks for tuning into Reality Wrap. I have Sean here with me this evening.
Hey everyone, how are we doing tonight?
We also have our dog Sammy, who is trying to catch a light reflection off of my phone on the wall. Oh. And yeah.
He is a YouTube video. Look at him. Just...
Oh my God, Samson, what are you doing, you cuckoo bird? Anyway, back to the task at hand. We are going to be recapping last night's episode of The Valley, season one, episode one.
Jax is back. Yeah, here he is, everyone. Big Jax is here. He looked good. Notice how they segued in from that other show.
So, yeah. So, the lead-in from Vanderpump Rules seemed kind of odd to me. So, it was Tom, and James, and they are all out at a bar. And Jack shows up because apparently Schwartz had invited him to talk to Tom for some reason. I guess because he thought Jax would be a good person since he had been pretty much banished from the group in the past for all the dumb shit that he had done. So, I guess he thought it'd be good for him to come and talk to Tom, even though Jax wrote Tom off years ago and was basically like, he is a horrible person.
It's okay, everyone. Later we learn Schwartz wasn't acting alone, clearly. I was like, wait a minute, it seems kind of crazy for him. Clearly producers were helping. Hey, we got
to
do it.
Right, well, they wanted to lead in, obviously. Yeah.
First off, I'll just say that episode was actually pretty good. I was
Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing and just... was like really like, oh man, I've missed a lot of probably good content. It was surprisingly good. And I thought it was funny how they're like, I was like, wait a minute, is this how they're going to roll Jax in? And you got Tom like, yeah, I got just
the guy like,
here to come
in. Jax.
And I'm like, wait a minute, they hate each other. And then
they
all of a sudden Jax walks in and just guns a-blazing. Pow, pow, pow.
I don't understand is he's going off on Tom.
For all the stuff that he did to Tom.
Well, but he's going off on Tom for what? For Scandoval and for him cheating on Ariana. And I'm like, Jax, you wrote him off years ago. No. Why are you so angry about what he did to Ariana? You're not even in the fucking group anymore. Like,
the other thing,
why are you so bent out of shape?
The only other thing Jax could have done that would have been crazier to start off his new show would be to do three lines of coke, look into the camera,
I think he
and
did
go,
about five lines
I've learned coke. Nothing. And then the theme song starts rolling because that's basically what that was. It was awesome. Oh, it was so good.
It was so odd. And Tom Sandoval's just sitting
there. Oh, it
was
so uncomfortably
like,
wonderful, though.
What the hell, dude? Like, what? Why are you here? So they finally get up and hug.
Drop kicked.
Yeah. And they get up and hug. And then Jax just leaves. He gets to the... He's literally there for like an hour.
To make the point that he goes to bed before 10.
Yeah. He's like, I would love to sit there and do shots and get wasted until 2 a.m. And I'm like, yeah. And get
but I'm
going to
go home
trouble.
And do cocaine with my neighborhood friends instead.
I don't know.
Oh, it was crazy.
The whole lead-in, I was like, that was so weird.
And then it went right into the show. No, I, you know what? Do that every time. That was awesome. Have some, like, upsetting moment.
And then just lead
goes
into the
completely
show.
Horribly wrong. As totally, like, not how you would think it would go. Or at least the poor person setting it up. And then, new show.
Yeah. So, overall, I thought The Valley was okay. It was very Jax heavy.
Needs
and he seemed really off during the whole
well, cocaine will do
episode.
That too. Well, the first couple
or
times.
Rehearsed or he was forcing himself. I don't know. Or nervous. He just seemed
I think he settled down though.
Scenes.
I think you're right. On the first half of the episode, you and I both commented. Is he reading lines? It sounded like he was reading lines.
He was super forced.
Yeah, and then I felt like he. Once he was pulling down shorts and kind of screaming and yelling in the kitchen, I was like, oh, good. He did a few lines of cocaine. He's back.
Yeah,
you can totally see a difference in his energy.
Yeah.
And maybe it wasn't cocaine, right?
Maybe it was Adderall. No.
Maybe it was Adderall.
I don't know.
It was methamphetamine. Who knows what it was, right? But it wasn't
he
coffee.
He was on a stimulant of some sort.
He wasn't drinking monsters.
No.
No.
Right out of the gate, I did not like Jesse. I was like their first little episode together, I was like, oh, I don't like this guy. He's a total douche. And we now know that he and Michelle are actually separated, just like Jax and Brittany. What a shocker.
Let me tell you about old Jess. Personally, I didn't like him either. However, there is value, and I see why Jax keeps him around. Because no matter what Jax does, Jax could light a church on fire. And he's going to look fine because that man is going to stand next to him having lit three or four churches on fire. He's crazy. He's
not crazy, though.
They've already played talking moments he's yelling in the middle of dinners.
Oh.
We haven't seen it yet. He's to everyone to shut up so we can listen to his wife. That is one of the things he yells. I can't wait for that moment. I think he's going to be awesome to watch, but also
He is kind of funny. Like, he's kind of like snarky. But he could go the route of
Siggy, though, right? Become annoying real quick.
She's a different route altogether.
But she started out as kind of interesting the first couple episodes. Like, 1.5 episodes into that season, we were like, huh. And then she fell on the floor and started doing a snow.
That's all I want.
That's, yeah.
Anyways, let's stay on task. Okay.
Sorry.
So the episode starts over at Jackson Brittany's. Brittany just had lipo on her chin, and I have to admit I'm a little worried that they like damaged her lower jaw or something, because this whole episode she was talking really weird. She couldn't pronounce her words correctly.
Yeah, she's probably just recovering from the surgery.
Yeah, I hope that goes away, because otherwise I would be kind of upset for her.
Yeah, me too.
We're now over at Kristen's house, and she's in her new apartment with Luke, who is her current boyfriend. We find out that her last boyfriend, she had purchased a house and was living in it, and then he had convinced her to sell her house and move in with him. And then after, I forgot how many months, they ended up breaking up. So she moved out, and she got an apartment, I think she said, like, down the hall or something.
Yeah. I don't know why you'd sell your house in California for any reason. It seems like people, like, that's something you're going to pass down.
I don't know. Her current boyfriend, Luke, lives in Colorado full-time, but he and Kristen have decided they're going to try and have a baby, which I was like, I get it. I mean, she's 40, so it's kind of like now or never. And I don't, did she say whether or not she froze her eggs? I don't think she said that.
I don't.
She did or not. I
think she did, no.
Anyway, so yeah, I guess it's kind of, she's getting to be that at that time where she's got to get it in if she's going to do it, so.
Yeah.
Next, we meet Danny and Nia. I liked them. They have 3 kids under the age of 2. They have a set of twins. He is an actor. I guess he was on iCarly and Hannah Montana, and she is a former Miss America winner.
Yep.
I thought he looked like an older, shorter version of Jacob from Twilight. I was like looking at him, I'm like, is that the guy from Twilight?
But I have never seen Twilight, so I have no reference.
I don't know whoever the actor was that played Jacob.
Yes.
Anyway, he looked like a smaller version, an older version of him. I liked them. They seemed pretty cool.
They really did. Yeah, I liked them too.
Jason and Janet are next. Janet is plastic wrapping Jason with a watermelon around his stomach and cantaloupes on his chest because she wants him to know what it feels like to be pregnant.
And I think you were right when you said that she should have wrapped that over his shoulders.
Yeah, so he could feel the weight pull on your shoulders, because when you're pregnant and your boobs are humongous, you wearing a bra, and that's,
well, they have those pulling on your shoulders that you can just wear. Yeah, and that's what it does, is it fits over your
neck, and it puts weight in all the places you feel when you're pregnant. But I thought that was cute.
Thank you.
I thought it was cute, like, he went along with it. He's a lawyer. I also liked them as well. They seem like a good couple so far. Again, we're on episode 1. Next, we have Jesse and Michelle, and they both work in real estate, and they have a little girl who is adorable. She was so cute. Jesse's a total douche, and right out of the gate, I didn't like him. I already said that, though.
Jax's douche, you know? I mean, yeah. I think he does seem like Jax's pet douchebag that he's just going to keep forever. Because forever now, Jax will have someone that he can look down on and go, I can help you.
I don't think so, because when they were talking at the pool, he didn't seem like he was talking down. He was just...
It's day one of the job. They seem like buddies. Everyone's on their best behavior.
Yeah. You could tell she's totally annoyed with him. He was like, you want some champagne? And she was like, no. My guess is that was very out of character for him. And she's like, what, are you just going to drink all day? That, you know, what are you doing? And then he's just like, yeah, maybe I am.
You're going to walk away.
And she rolled her eyes. She was like, ugh. You could tell. She was like, I don't like you.
Yeah, that was funny.
We see Kristen meet up with Jasmine and Zach, which we hardly saw, but I hope we get more of them as the episodes go on. Jasmine and Kristen used to work together at Sir. Zach was Brittany's best friend from college that Kristen stole from her, and he is now her friend.
Right.
Obviously, he's still friends with Brittany, but she liked him a lot. So I got the impression that those two were more friend of.
Yeah.
So far, obviously it was one episode, but they were like hardly in this episode. And I really liked Zach. He was funny.
He was.
I thought he was wearing a toupee, though. His hair was really odd.
I think he just has really thick hair.
It was like all combed forward. And I'm like, is he wearing a toupee?
I don't think so. But I would probably like find a way to try to blow on his forehead. Just to see.
Or like be like, Let me push your hair back and see if the whole thing comes up.
You got a fly in your forehead. Let me help you out.
See if it's
you're bald. No, I wouldn't do that twice.
Anyway, so Kristen's telling them about how she wants to have a baby with Luke. And Zach tells us he was very leery at first of Luke because Kristen has had so many boyfriends and none of them worked out. But now he actually likes Luke and thinks he's a good guy. So I guess now he's okay with them trying to have a baby. Unlike Jax. Jax has a real problem.
Jax was stressing in the kitchen.
Holy cow.
You didn't know if it was the baby, the cocaine. You really couldn't tell what it was anymore.
We see Brittany and Michelle go over to Nia's house and she's busy with the twins. And I'm like, wow. She's like a little super mom. Three babies under the age of two.
She had one strapped to her belly.
I know. She had like a papoose.
Like, and just, what, just stay here. I need my other hands for something else right now. Like,
she was handling it though. Brittany tells them that she wants to start trying to have another baby in a month. I was like, that's interesting. Because
we sure weren't like that. We're like, well, we'll see you in
four or five years. But they're not together anymore. So, as of right now, they're separated. It's not permanent. But we also find out that Jesse never woke up in the middle of the night when Michelle had their baby. And she had to sleep in another room.
Shocking.
Right? Shocker.
Our favorite new little douchebag. Proves us right.
Yeah. But he does, I will say, like, the little bit we did see with him and his little girl, that he seemed like a good dad.
I'll have to give you that one. Yeah.
That's, like, he definitely adored her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She was so cute.
Good dad. Just the kind of...
Just not a good husband.
The kind of father that gives other fathers that slimming effect when they're being a-holes.
Yeah.
Look at that. He's narrowing my a-hole-ness.
Yeah. We see all the guys meet up at a golf simulator. And this is where I thought Jax seemed like really forced. Like when he was laughing and stuff, I was like, wow, I feel like he's like really forcing himself to laugh. Like he's putting on like this act. He just seemed really off.
He was stiff.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or rehearsed. I don't know. I couldn't put my finger on it. But anyways.
I don't know. I mean, it's a new show. Clearly he's nervous.
But he was on reality. Yeah, I guess.
He walked us through pretty much. He didn't do much until this show. You know.
Yeah. Like, well, he's got his bar that's in another bar.
So
yeah, it's in like the back garden of another bar, Rocco's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't own any bar, not even within a bar of a bar.
No. Well, that's okay because you do quite well for yourself in another job. For some reason, Jax doesn't like Luke. And I think it's because, he kind of explains it like, you know, Kristen's had all these boyfriends and none of them ever work out, and then she had just broken up with her one boyfriend and literally weeks later was with this other guy. And I'm like, so you just automatically don't like
Luke? Yeah, weird bond.
It was very weird.
But it's been weird for years and years.
Oh, you mean Kristen and Jax?
Yeah. Those two would fight like cats and dogs, and then on a weird episode, they'd just be talking normally. You know what I mean? Yeah,
well, they banged too.
Yes. No, I know. But they went after each other. But she's right. They've been friends. She said in the show, we've been friends for 16 years.
Yeah, 16 years. For some reason, Jax has Luke blocked. And Luke says to him, can you unblock me? And he goes, oh, are you blocked? And he's like, yeah, I'm blocked. And he goes, I'll work on that. Or I'll see what I can do.
Why don't you verify that? Let me know and I'll see what I can do.
I was like.
He gives a little chuckle.
I know. I was like, wow. And Luke seems like such a nice guy.
If I was in the room, I would have said, hey, bro, you're not getting unblocked.
Yeah. I was like, why does he not like him?
Maybe we'll find out.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's very likely Jax is just being a douche or there's
something
a
happened. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Luke tells the guys that 99% of his life is still in Colorado. And Jax is like, well, if you're going to have a baby, is that really a good idea? And then he says, is it really a good idea to have a baby out of wedlock? I was like, what are you, 80? Like,
yeah.
Who talks like that?
I don't know.
Not to mention, Jax, you're married. And look where you are.
Yeah. I mean, that certificate doesn't seem to be helping you guys out.
How's that working out for
well.
You?
Yeah.
I mean.
It's about putting in the work, son. Not
it
about
doesn't matter,
in front.
Yeah. About if you're married or not.
You got to put in the work.
We see Jax and Brittany walking over to Janet and Jason's house because I guess they just live down the street. Jax is upset because the garbage man didn't put his garbage pail back in front of his house. So he had to go and get it and put it back in front of the house. Again, Jax seems off. So they get to the house over to Jason and Janet's house. And he's like sweating through his shirt. I mean, they did say it was really hot, but still like the whole upper portion.
His armpits
and
reminded
his armpits
me
were brown.
Of when Rudy Giuliani's face was sweating and it was streaming down.
Oh my God, what was that? Like that hair dye?
I don't know what it was, but that's why I have
it. Was the stuff that Joe Gorga had sprayed in his hair. Oh. Remember when he got black shit all over people?
Come on.
From the spray hair.
What's happening?
Yeah, so
gentlemen, don't do these things. Yeah.
He said it was his self-tanner. I mean, I was like...
Well, let's hope that's what it was there, Jack. It was. And that's in and of itself not even a good excuse. That's my self-tanner. Okay, well, now we're going to pick on you about that.
And why are you sweating so profusely? Yeah.
I would love for someone like Jax to live in our neighborhood. I would just tease him mercilessly. It'd be amazing.
Oh, I have a feeling these guys do tease him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they're all sitting around. They're talking about babies. I was like, all right, this is kind of boring. We find out that Brittany is throwing a birthday party for Janet at her house. I mean, come on.
I thought it was loving.
Okay, but literally...
This, I don't want to see it again.
This whole episode was very baby-centric.
We're going to introduce to everyone, though, so that when we fight about the kids, we at least know what they look like later on in the season. I guarantee you that's what that is.
They start talking about how Kristen wants a baby, and Jax doesn't approve. And I was just like, Jesus, Jax. Like,
well, let me ask you this question. As a setup episode, because that's what we were talking about.
Right,
that this
that's
was,
obviously what this is.
Right? I think that, for me, gets a different grading scale. It's never going to be the episode of the year.
Yeah.
Or the episode of the franchise. I would give this one, or let me ask you, knowing that, right? So we're going to take it down a few scales. Where would you rate this A, B, C?
I would say like a B minus, maybe a C plus.
Ooh. Oh, it's sliding. Wow.
I mean, it was okay. If it's going to be very baby heavy, like then I'm not really interested.
We're
going
to continue to see the C's. Oh, wow.
But as we know, Jax and Brittany are separated. So are Jesse and Michelle. And apparently... that plays out in the season.
Yeah.
So there's other stuff that's going to be going on.
Here's why I'm going to give it a B. Because of the way that they so awkwardly set it up in the beginning from the other episode, you know, they just transitioned.
It was
in
so
there.
Weird.
It was so
dumb. We hadn't seen Jax in years, and there he is all of a sudden.
Comes to blaze and like he owns the place still.
He's screaming at Tom.
His confidence he doesn't
deserve. You know, Tom
deserve.
Was just like, fuck, another person. Really, I just got to sit here and take
And you know the
too.
Producers are laughing because, you know, they didn't tell him. Everyone else
no,
at the table
he,
knew.
I think he knew, and that's why he didn't freak out because he knew he had to sit and listen. And
you got to take this or we're not signing your contract.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this is a new show that's coming out.
You know what, Tom kind of deserves some of it.
Right? Like, take it.
Take it, bro.
Take it.
I think that's why they say take it like a...
Polaroid picture?
Like a man. You're supposed to say man.
Oh.
Like, do that again.
Oh, no. The Polaroid picture, shake it. Not take it. Shake it.
Can we
it.
Do it again, please?
Shake.
I guess that's why sometimes they say take it like a...
man? Okay. Not shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Did you ever shake your Polaroid cameras? Because you're supposed to just press a button.
No, you shake the photo. Yeah, I had one. Thank you.
I didn't.
And you would take the photo, then you'd shake it.
Well, I took you literally. I thought you were shaking the camera to take a photo.
No.
It didn't make sense.
Anyway, so it's now the day of Janet's birthday party at Brittany and Jax's house, and the theme is county fair, which was cute.
Yeah.
Not really my thing.
Jesse walks in and says, I hate themes.
I know. And then he was like, they literally have a storage locker full of
he's
Halloween
staring
decorations.
Staring in the camera, just pissed off.
I know.
About
he's
it,
like,
yeah. I'm like, this guy could... he could grow on me. Like, again, not
that's what I'm saying. He's like
with.
Kind of like so much a dick. Like, I kind of like watching
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I like watching him. Yeah.
I like hating him.
I think he's going to be a bright spot as long as he's not like abusive or anything like that.
I don't
that's my
think
only
he is. I think
concern.
He's just an asshole.
If he's just a douche, then I think he's going to be great.
Yeah. So they have a tattoo artist that's giving real tattoos. And I was like, that's kind of an interesting thing to have.
At a party with children.
Well, not only that, but like tattoos take a long time. Like, what kind of a quality tattoo are you getting in a very short amount of time?
I don't know. I have a tattoo.
I do too, and it took hours.
It took 3 hours.
And it's not very big.
And it hurt. So it's like, I don't know.
By
the way, I don't think you're supposed to drink when you get a tattoo either.
No, you're not. I mean, I was, but.
I was too. You're not supposed to.
Well, you're not supposed to.
That's what they say.
Real professional tattoo artists. When you go into
on
the
both times,
salon,
actually,
they don't.
Because I got one tattoo and went drinking, and then I didn't like it because it had a certain picture on it that we didn't want the kids to see. So then I put a tattoo over it and got drunk that night, too.
Funny how all of your tattoo stories involve you being drunk.
I have two tattoo stories, and I have two I got drunk stories.
Yeah, two. That's all you have
for two drunk that I stories. Tell.
Yeah. Anyway, so we start seeing everybody arrive. We see Jax and Jesse, and they're sitting and talking, and Jesse's telling Jax that Michelle is not happy, and things have not been good for the last 24 hours. And Jax is all like, well, yeah, but you guys are, like, okay, right? Like, nobody's talking about leaving.
Yeah, I need the show to stay together. It's episode one. We can't be divorcing now. Right?
He's like, clearly, that's what I'm going through, you know? And Jesse's like, actually, yeah, she talked about it. And he was like, oh.
He did, yeah.
I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's a little... Is that familiar, Jax? I like how
he was
Jax?
More disturbed by it than Jesse.
Yeah, probably Jesse's because like, he was starting to go through the same thing with Brittany. If I had to question, that was kind of like... He was, like, kind of reflecting.
Processing, yeah.
Like, oh. We also get a cameo from Lala and Sheena. We see Jax talking to Lala about Kristen wanting to have a baby and how he thinks it's not a good idea and that she should take a page from Lala's book because Lala's a single mom trying to raise a baby. And I was just like, Jesus, Jax. Like, do
but
you
what have... page would you take from Lala? I mean, that he's insulting Lala.
He was insulting Lala. Yeah, and right, that's why she was kind of like, yeah, I know, right? You know, she's probably like, you dick.
She's like, I gotta be nice to him, so yeah, I get on the show next.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta be here next season. I'm just not gonna
say anything. I'm just gonna take it.
And Sheena just didn't say. I don't think she said anything. She just sat there.
She didn't really say a whole lot. Brock was talking though.
Brock, okay.
The husband, her.
Well, he's interviewing, so.
Yeah, right. He needs.
Sheena
a job.
Doesn't need to interview. All she needs to do is say, "I'm ready to go," and they'll pull right over.
We see Kristen and Jesse, and they're standing in line waiting for the tattoo, and. He tells her he wants to go first or something like that, or like, don't rush me or something. And so she reaches over and she tweaks his nipple and he does it back to her. He tweaks her nipple back. I mean, I get it. She tweaked his first, but come on.
Nope. I am with you.
If a woman tweaked your nipple, would you reach over and tweak hers back?
Would I do it? No, that's horrifying.
I know.
But I would laugh my ass off if my friend did that, because now no matter what I did for the rest of the night, I'm not going to be
his
shining example of douchebaggery is going to I'll never get close.
No. Kristen tells us that she's only
a genius.
Kristen tells us that she only puts up with Jesse because she likes Michelle.
No, I'm telling you.
And I'm like, I have a feeling that most people feel that
Jesse's
way. They like Michelle.
Value is in a room full of douchebags. He provides cover for every douchebag.
For everybody.
Yeah, everyone just focuses on him. So, like, you know, people like Jax can act the fool.
I don't know. I just think he's just a dick.
Like, yeah, that's exactly it.
We then see Jax talking to Brock and Jesse about Kristen wanting to have a baby because he's so weirdly obsessed about it. And this is where it was like he had gone into the bathroom and done like five lines of coke because he was all like animated. His hands were shaking. He was like, woo. I was like, my God, drop it. Like, stop. You are like,
you are like
Anne Marie with the esophagus where she was going around talking to everybody about the esophagus.
That's when you stop questioning his use of cocaine at that moment. You were, oh my God, he is totally using cocaine.
He was stimulated. I don't know why.
Oh, some way. Yeah. Obviously, I wasn't there with him in the bathroom doing white lines of powder.
Do people do coke still? I don't even know. Kristen and Lala and Sheena come over and because they hear Jax talking about how Kristen shouldn't be having a baby for some reason. And I think it was Lala who was like, we need to go over there because they're talking about how women shouldn't be having babies and they're men. So let's go over there. So they go over there and...
Censoring.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that.
I'm kidding.
Jax tells Kristen, I just want to know that you're mentally ready to have a baby. You know, like, are you ready to have a baby? And she was like, yeah, I've been talking about it for a long time. And then he's like, that's right. I heard you talk about it one night over there with your ex-boyfriend a week before you broke up about how you wanted him to come inside of you because you wanted to have a baby. And a week later you broke up. And I was like, again, Jax, why do you care?
I don't know. I've been around discussions like that. And the best way to just is go, uh-uh. And you just nip it.
I'm surprised the girls kind of let it go on as long as they did.
There were a couple guys standing around too. Someone, anyone, not just girls. Girls, guys, someone.
Well, they did.
All of the girls
make a good point, and they're like, nobody is really ready to have a baby. And even Jason says that. He's like, what woman is ready to have a baby? You have no idea.
I would have actually said, Jax, stop manufacturing a scene for the show. So that's what he was trying to do.
I don't get it.
It seemed... It's just
none of his business.
Exactly. And that's the thing is I think Jax sometimes is also afflicted with not being smart enough to know that his tricks aren't working on everyone. right? Just like Whitney. He's kind of like a Whitney a little bit in that sense, yeah, where he's pretending to care about...
Don't insult Whitney
that. You really think, well, I mean,
Whitney... She's not at all like Jax.
She's a lot smarter than Jax, but I would say that she has that same, where she's trying to, you know, manipulate a scene and no one's buying it, and she's not getting that no one's buying it, and that's, I think, what was happening.
Or she just pushes through.
She's like, does.
I just gotta keep going with this because I'm in it now. Like,
she's making me miss the show. Stop.
I know. We're so far away from it.
Monica.
Oh, wait, I think they're filming again. Anyway, I know. I think you bring up Monica every episode. You guys go back and listen to all the episodes since Salt Lake and let me know. Does Sean mention Monica in every single episode? Because I'm beginning to think he's got a thing for Monica.
No.
Come on, Sean. Anyways, so everybody's having a good time.
This is fun to watch.
Oh, did anybody else catch this? When Cruz was in the pool, they had that black like net fence or whatever around the pool. Cruz is in the pool and all he has on is arm floaties, right?
Yes, the death pool.
And Brittany is on the other side of the fence going, no, don't worry, I'll be over there in a second. There were no other adults around him.
She wasn't even throwing him a rope.
That little kid could, just because he has arm floaties on, does not mean...
All you have to do is just tip forward.
That he's safe. I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, he could like be under the water and nobody's paying attention to him.
Maybe
was really upset by that.
Maybe he's taking swimming lessons and he knows how to swim.
No, he's two.
But I didn't understand
it. Was
any
totally
of that.
I was like, I can't believe I nobody else went
gate.
And sat over.
Like, I was like, where's the gate?
I would have literally gone and sat there because even though it's not my kid, because I would have been like, that little kid is all by himself with arm floaties on. Granted, his mom's standing on the other side of the fence, probably not paying attention, except for leaning over. Don't worry, I'll be over there soon. I was like, oh my God.
That was
doing?
Kind of a weird moment. Yeah. I like, as a former
parent. I was shocked that Brittany did that.
Yeah.
I really was.
As a former parent of babies, it's not something that we would do.
No.
I'm not trying to
They
judge
say right on there, this is not a flotation device. Or don't leave your kid unattended. It says that right on
the several places on the box and the floaty. Yeah, they're pretty clear about that.
Anyway, so we see Danny and Nia and they're posing for a picture and Jax runs up behind him and pulls down his swim trunks. And of course,
as the photo flashes, he's actually sitting there waiting, trying to get it as it flashes.
As it flashes. Yeah. Of course, Danny's not wearing underwear because he's wearing a swimsuit. And he was like, oh my God, I didn't know you weren't wearing underwear. And he's like, I'm wearing a swimsuit. Who wears underwear under a swimsuit? And Nia gets really upset and she runs off crying. And
I saw that.
Brittany goes and finds her and she's like apologizing for Jackson's
behavior.
Can
you imagine that? You're at a party, new people.
I know. And being filmed for a show and he de-pants your husband. That's kind of like bully behavior. I mean, I get it. Guys are funny.
And he was totally cool about it.
He was cool, but she was really upset.
No, man. I definitely, you know, he was like very level. I kind of liked him even more. I was like, man, you handled that better than I would.
Well, what was he going to do? Freak out?
I would have at least yelled at the guy. I said, what the fuck? I would have pants Jax, that's for sure. I'd be like, turnabout's fair play. I would have turned my head because I'm facing him and pulled down.
So Brittany's apologizing for Jax's behavior. And I feel like she probably has to do that a lot. Like, she probably has to apologize on behalf of Jax because he does dumb shit all the time. So I felt like she's probably used to that. And then Jax comes in and he also apologizes. And that's how
that make it better.
No, that's how the episode ends.
That's a bad first date, Jax.
He was a little I don't know, his
Adderall
whole obsession.
Out,
I don't know what it was. He was nervous, uncomfortable, rehearsed. I don't know what it was, but he was like off this whole episode.
See, I thought that was him settled down. Like, to me, that's Jax is back. I remember thinking, like, that's kind of how Jax was in Vanderpump. Always got a little too drunk. Always got a little carried away. He was the one that would talk the two Toms into going to Vegas early on and going to their crazy midnight runs on the Vegas.
Sleeping with hookers.
Yeah.
No.
Well, whatever they were doing.
Something tells me he didn't have to twist their arm very hard for that.
No, exactly. And they looked up to him because...
I don't think they looked up to him.
Back then they did because he was 40 back then.
He's been 40 for like 10 years.
Yeah, he's like 53 years old now. He's old.
Yeah.
I think he's like 2 years younger than me.
No, he's like 40. He's in his early 40s.
Oh, really?
Supposedly.
Oh, you mean like how Lisa's still 50? Is that where we're going with here?
Yeah.
That number that just doesn't change.
Anyway, so that was the first episode. Like I said, it was pretty good. I'm definitely going to watch next week to see how this goes.
Well, I had a lot of fun watching it.
Yeah, it was easy to watch, too. It wasn't, you know, like sometimes when you get too much going on and it's hard to keep track of who's fighting with who and stuff like that. It was definitely...
It's a big cast.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah, and I really didn't like dislike anyone. Like, you know,
I thought it was
decent. To watch. Yeah, it's a pretty good balance.
Yeah.
So let's get some restaurants and some alcohol going and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, obviously there's going to be some marital problems because we already
kind of have two couples
that are separate.
It's kind of like we've read the last page of a book. Now we get to read the rest of it.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, guys, that's all we have for the Valley. We will talk to you guys next week.
Bye bye.